You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it.
I didn't want to say anything. KJ instigated it. I was like, I ain't want to say nothing, but all right, fine. I'm winning. I mean, you know. KJ instigated that one. That wasn't my fault.
It's all good, man.
Yeah.
It's all in fun, y'all. Y'all know we back. Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host for this show, Chris.
And the fantasy champion, Jonathan.
It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet.
Fantasy champ of week one, I'll take it.
Nah, it's been nice, you know. It's been an excellent week one, man. Hey, waking up.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? Turn it on. TV, get ready.
Yep.
Talk about the football games. Checking the fantasy league, looking at the waivers, the waiver wire, just getting even ready. And then on the just regular tip, you just like, football is back.
Yes, sir.
That couch looking comfy, that big screen looking nice.
Yeah,
I'm ready to get in. My wife is already like, oh, is it already football season? Oh, I hate this time.
My wife, who digs football, was sent, I guess she had Facebook, and there was some picture, and she was like, there's a tornado warning in Dallas. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, apparently there's going to be, they want everybody to evacuate to Dallas Stadium because there's going to be no touchdowns today. Like, oh, damn. I'm like, we already starting. I'm like, okay, we ready. Football is in full effect.
Yeah, baby.
Talking smack for days.
It's ready, man. So, you know, we're going to get into it. A lot of interesting things have gone on in week one so far. You know, things, you know, don't panic, everybody.
Exactly.
That's 1 week.
And that is the theme, I think, of today's episode. It's first game.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep in mind, half these dudes didn't play much in the preseason. This is probably the get your rust out game, work out the kinks. I mean, honestly, if you look at most of the games, most of the teams didn't play their best ball. A lot of teams didn't play great ball today, mm-hmm. honestly. So, Tamper.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Rodgers said last year, R-E-L-A-X. Relax. It's one game. Yeah. Win or lose, it's one game.
Yeah. Some
you can be upset. You can be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You can be happy.
Yeah.
But it's one game.
Yeah.
So let's just keep that in mind.
Yeah. But most of us is just like, it's here.
Same goes for fantasy. It's one game. It's the first game. Tamp, just relax. It's okay.
So we're going to get into all of that.
Absolutely.
Of course, look forward to week two. College football, a little basketball,
mm-hmm.
mix of everything. And, of course, you know, we're handing out awards.
Yes, sir.
So let's do this.
Absolutely.
If y'all want to get at us, y'all want to talk some sports with us, chop it up, any of that good stuff, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Reach out to us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
Holla. Yeah, what you're saying, we'll play it and we'll talk about it.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get into some of that now.
All right.
Got two emails.
Nice.
First one from Baylor. You know,
what's
Baylor the Great. What's going on?
Brother, we'll get into your Raiders soon.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. See, this is my beef with the media and anti-Tebow movement.
Here we go.
This topic puts a sour taste in my mouth because it reminds me of a college QB who probably was ranked at least in the top three options slash dual QBs behind Vic, Cordell Stewart, and Vince Young. I just think when it came to Tebow and Crouch, they never got a fair chance. I think Crouch got the worst of it because the Rams actually drafted him as a wide receiver because they said that's where his skill set was and he was too short to play QB. Fast forward to Russell Wilson. As far as Tebow, who turned around a 1-4 start and went 8-5, including beating the Steelers in an overtime game, only to lose to the Pats of all teams in the next round.
Yep.
They blamed it on his mechanics once again. Aren't these the same mechanics that RG3 lack in? Not a pocket QB, can't make certain throws, and the offense doesn't fit him or vice versa. Yeah, he still gets an opportunity, right? For once, I can say this has nothing to do with race. Nah. This is segregated by what former players in the NFL think what a QB should be and should be and his religious views. Thinking about the many failures that was magnified. Yes, some was on the players via Vince Young, Terrell Pryor, Troy Smith. All failed, but were given a chance. Whereas Tebow was only good for an 8-8 season, one playoff win, and no opportunity to excel with the team that he led. Who wouldn't get dumped for Peyton the following year? Traded to New York with limited playing time and then dumped for Geno? I think the stereotype of a dual QB is like the presidential politics. Up until Obama, we had all white presidents. But the league gave Wilson a chance, Cap a chance, Cam a chance, not Tebow. I strongly believe that because he expressed his strong belief and love for Christianity, he was critiqued more often and the mechanics was just a cover-up. I've seen worse. I'm a Raider fan. I've seen worse. Think about it.
Jamarcus Russell.
Boom! Would you take David Carr, Geno Smith, or Jamarcus Russell over Tebow? I feel like even if the mechanics was a little off, the man had the passion and desire to get better.
Yes.
Whereas in the last email you guys read from a Redskins fan stating that it seems RG3 has no intentions on learning how to improve at the QB. Mm. But yet and still, after a concussion in a city that clearly doesn't like him, this man gets another try. I strongly believe that the politics of the style and religion plays a major part in the anti-Tebow campaign. Jay-Z said it best. Hashtag, where's the love? Mm. Next one. What's your all-time college squad, offensive, defensive skill positions that you've witnessed? In other words, your era.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Man. Now, I saw this. We may have to get back at you.
I might have to do some research, but.
Yeah, I can't name off the top.
Off the top of the dome?
But here's his. QB, Eric Crouch slash Charlie Ward slash Mike Vick.
Yeah, I was about to say Charlie Ward. Toss Charlie Ward in there because, yeah, Charlie Ward was a beast.
Running back. Reggie Bush.
Sean Alexander was a beast. Mm. Reggie Bush was great.
And Adrian Peterson.
Adrian was great. Yeah. Oh, God. Sean Alexander was a dude, though, at Alabama. Whew.
Wide receiver. Peter Warwick.
Peter Warwick was a beast at Florida State, yes.
Desmond Howard.
Okay.
Michael Crabtree.
At Texas Tech, yeah, Michael Crabtree was big time. He was big time. Ooh, man. But over Mike Williams at SC? Mike Williams was killing him, even though he didn't even pan out in the NFL. Who's my boy? Oh, my God, he played for Carolina. You know who I'm talking about. SC receiver. Oh, what is his freaking name? It's like Garrett, Barrett, something. We'll get back to you on that one.
And then he had tight end Jeremy Shockey.
As Miami, yeah. Jeremy Shockey was a beast.
Yeah.
He was nasty.
And then for defense, he has DBs, Charles Woodson, and absolutely. Dre Bly. And Charles Woodson was killing.
Dre Bly. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Dethello O'Neal was a beast at Cal, though, too. Ooh. Dethello O'Neal was beasting.
Safety, strong safety, Ed Reed. Free Miami, safety, Troy Polamalu.
Yeah.
Troy Polamalu was
that dude at free safety.
Linebacker Paul Plisnowski.
Yep.
At
Penn State. He was a beast.
Ray Lewis. Yeah, he got Ray Lewis.
I was about to say Ray Lewis at Miami. Killing him. Killing him, son.
AJ Hawk.
Yeah, AJ Hawk at Ohio State was good. Mm-hmm. He was good. He was really good.
Defensive end Terrell Suggs.
At Arizona State, yeah, killing them. Elvis Dumervil at Louisville, killing them too.
Yeah, Julius Peppers.
Yeah, North Carolina, beast. I even got to give it to Jadeveon Clowney for the year. Right, he was killing him.
Glenn Dorsey.
Yeah, at LSU. Yes, yes, yes.
And Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, he was a beast. He kind of flew under the radar a little bit at Nebraska, but he was dominant nonetheless. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Jonathan knows more than me.
I'm going to do some research.
I have to get back on to get a full one. P.S. I got UCLA in my college football Final Four playoff bracket.
Ooh. I would love to see UCLA and USC doing some things. But
UCLA can get in the Final Four.
Hey, if UCLA can get in, though, it's going to be cracking.
Ooh. It's going to be cracking. Don't have it at the Rose Bowl. Don't have it.
It's going to be cracking, man.
I might try to get in that.
Ooh.
Well, appreciate that, man.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to let me tell you straight up, as a Broncos fan who dealt with Tebow for years, after he was the first round pick, when everybody and their mama was like, "What?" I tolerated him.
You could have got him in the second round,
yeah, or the third for all that fact. I mean, it was early. It was Josh McDaniels. Yeah. It was what it was.
Early. That's what it was.
He was the quarterback guru because he did what he did with Tom Brady and threw the 50 touchdown passes. So everybody thought he could just do whatever he wanted.
Wasn't he
with
the one when he got hurt and that season they went 11-5 when Brady was hurt? He was coordinator.
He coordinated with Matt Castle and with that. So it was like, oh, he's a great quarterback guru. And it was like, okay, he came into Denver, traded Jay Cutler immediately. Was just like, give us Kyle Orton. What? Bronco fans were like, what? Jay Cutler ain't great, but come on, man. And then he picked Tim Tebow. Now, as a Broncos friend, I was intrigued with Tim Tebow for what he did at Florida. It was like, this kid, he's got it. He's got some quality of it where you're just like, he can lead. I mean, you talking about a leader. He is a leader. He is the definition of a leader.
That quality of being able to get in that huddle and have your team follow you.
That
he has
famous
that.
Speech he made in Florida for that championship game was just epic. You're just like, damn, I'm leading y'all. Let's fucking go. It's like, okay, all right. So, I mean, we went 1-4. John Fox's, I believe it was first year in Denver. It was 1-4, and you're just like, Denver fans are like, just at that point, put him in.
Right.
We got nothing to lose.
Your quarterback is not playing well. Who is the backup quarterback? Put him in. Ain't no, well, it doesn't matter. Is he your number two? Put him in.
Now, what stood out was the fact that when he initially came in, it was like, okay, we're going to utilize our offense that we're using now. He was so bad at it that the game against Kansas City, I'm never going to forget that game, he threw three passes. The whole game. That is all you needed to, that is all Bronco fans really needed to know as far as his throwing abilities. It was like three passes. Yeah. Three. The whole game? That was one of the ugliest games I had ever witnessed. I was like, What?
You scared to throw with this guy?
It was like, and then it got to the point they're like, all right, we're scratching our whole offense, and we're going to utilize the spread offense that you used in Florida in college. And it worked. Mm-hmm. I, for whatever reason, he and Willis McGaggy at that time, that shit worked.
Yep. And the defense stepped
the
up.
The defense
big,
played well.
Kept the scores, like, within striking distance.
And for whatever reason, I don't know if it's the glory of God or whatever it may be, the man in fourth quarters turned into an NFL quarterback. I don't know what the hell happens to him through quarters 1 through 3, but when it comes down to 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, he just finds a way to just put the ball right where he needs to be.
Yeah.
He is accurate. He making good decisions. You're like, what is going on? You can't do it. Why can't you do this the first three quarters?
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where he got to the playoffs. Luckily, we were 8-8 and barely squeaked in. We got in, played Pittsburgh. There's that famous play where, yes, he threw an accurate pass to Demaryius Thomas, but let's not act like he did all the work. I'm like, Demaryius Thomas went 80 yards. He did all the work. I'm like, Tim Tebow put it where it needed to be, and then Demaryius Thomas broke a few tackles, stiff arms, and booked it down.
That was a great play call.
It was excellent. Yeah. And it was just like, yes, he did some good things. But then it was just like, okay, Peyton Manning's available. Yeah, all right. No question.
Look,
no brainer.
And the team was not, as we've seen with RG3, you know, like, okay, this works. I can get away with it right now.
Yeah.
Next season, no. Because they're going to, now they have a whole season of film to study. And now that, you know, and you take your quarterback getting hit.
And the unfortunate thing is with, you know, comparing him to Kaepernick and Russell Wilson and RG3 and some of the, and Cam Newton and some of these other guys is he can't throw the ball. I mean, I'm not even trying to diss Tim Tebow. Yeah, no, I'm really not. I'm being so honest.
Because a lot of those dudes had cannons.
Dude, I literally, you're talking to a guy who looks at all the practices, all the training camp stuff that comes out about Denver. He can't throw it like that. Right. He's not a great thrower of the ball. Can he? A great passer. Can he throw the ball? Yes, he can throw it.
Yeah, he can make seem like those timely, like, oh, I can, you know.
It's like every once in a while. He can't consistently be accurate with the ball. He just can't. He as many times as quarterback gurus have tried to fix his mechanics and work with them, clearly as we saw with Chip Kelly this past season, it just wasn't there. Mm-hmm. You saw in the preseason games, he had flashes of moments of good things, but it was also like he's still Tim Tebow-ish. His windup is long. You know, he's not that accurate at times. Mm-hmm. He's not a great quarterback, and it's nothing against him. Is he a great NFL football player? Hell yes. Yeah. Now, he is a great football player.
And I will say this. He should have gotten another opportunity.
The New York Jets screwed him. Mm-hmm. They royally screwed him. I don't want to say they screwed up his career, but they made it tougher for him by basically just sabotaging him throughout the whole season.
You said you was going to use him, and you had all this
and all this, and then just didn't use him at all. And it got to the point like, really, you can't do no worse putting him in.
You're trying to protect Mark Sanchez. Like, put him in.
Get that crap out of here. So, and then the Patriots gave him a shot. It didn't really work out. And then he tried with Philly. So, I mean, he had a great chance,
and I think he just was trying because. So I'm saying he could make a roster.
I agree with Eric Crouch. He kind of got the short end of the stick because at that time in football, he was too small. Mm-hmm. Or from what most people considered. I mean, now, yes, things have changed. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I'm under the kind of guy like, look, they play quarterback in college and they succeeded. Give them a shot.
Yes.
At least give them a chance before trying to convert them to another position. I don't really like when you immediately come in here like, well, we want you to play another position. Like, you can't even give me a chance as a quarterback or something. Let him try.
Yeah, let him get in camp. Because you don't know. Because, like, are you going to cut him? Like, if you're not going to cut him, if he doesn't succeed at that quarterback position,
give him a shot.
Give him a shot in camp. And if he doesn't, just throughout the season, just like, all right, well, we switching you.
And, I mean, with Cordell Stewart, he was great, but –
he had his moment. He almost got him there. You know, when you had them opportunities, really,
Vince Young,
you got to strike.
Vince Young above the shoulders just wasn't ready. He just wasn't there. He just wasn't mentally a great quarterback.
He just couldn't handle it.
I mean, you know, Jamarcus Russell, garbage. I don't even. You know, I apologize for that one.
Raider fans
that put you back.
Raider fans gonna sting.
And I mean, Michael Vick. I've always said if Michael Vick had been more accurate as a quarterback, he probably could go. He would have gone down as one of the best quarterbacks in history because his speed was top notch. But goddamn, he just wasn't accurate. And you're just like, how do you have a cannon for an arm? You got 4-3 wheels, but you can't throw an accurate 20-yard pass. It's one of those things where if you're not accurate consistently, it's not going to work.
And he would run all the time, and he couldn't start reading. And that's what you got to do as a veteran quarterback. You got to be able to, like, okay, once they adjust, what are you going to do? And you have to be, like, you study enough to where can you read it?
Exactly. And Mariota, to me, is going to be that guy to break through. He had a great game today, but I think, you know, going towards the future, I think he's going to be the guy to break that whole mold of spread quarterbacks, quote-unquote, can't succeed in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do great.
And I would agree, not fully, but a little bit. It probably is. Some of that religion is probably sprinkled in there.
The sideshow and the circus that came with it didn't help. It didn't.
Yeah. Like the extra sideshow, the whole Tebowing
when he would get down and pray on the –
This is a money league.
Yeah.
This brand, this shield – generates massive amounts of cash.
Yeah.
And stuff that kind of clashes with it, because this is a very gladiator type sport.
Mm-hmm.
Very violent. I hope he gets another shot. But absolutely, at this point, you know, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll get back to doing the analyst college football.
Exactly.
And be straight.
He'll be good.
All right. Thank you for that. And then we got one from the man, Kojak.
What's happening, brother?
Broncos is Chiefs is what I'm waiting on.
Woo, Thursday night, baby.
Both should be 1-0 going into the GAC game.
You are correct, sir.
I'm moving a week ahead, but hey, predictions as follows. Shane Ray, rookie defensive MVP.
Okay.
And he said Aldon Smith got a good sign around that. Chiefs pick up one more win than they did last year. Cam or Cap are in the MVP consideration.
No.
And Seahawks in the versus Broncos in the Super Bowl.
I called it, baby. You right about that, baby. Let's go.
We will lose, and Cam won't be playing for the Seahawks this season.
Mm.
They was kind of missing them a little bit today.
Yeah, they was.
Y'all enjoy the States. I will be in Mexico. Appreciate y'all very much.
What's happening, brother? Be safe out there in Mexico.
Yeah, for sure, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Have a good time. You know, we'll keep you updated over here.
Exactly. Bribe them cops.
Hey, man. But, yeah, we appreciate you, too. We appreciate everybody who send in feedback to us and you know, talk with us, man. It's just it's a good time.
Keep it coming.
Yeah, man. We love it. People got stuff to say.
Yes, sir.
All right, do want to give a shout out to our man Spirit over at the Hoopla Show. We were guests on this show. That should be coming out this week.
Yeah, check that out.
Yeah,
on the G Spot Podcast Network. Yeah.
He was on the
Hoopla.
He was on there with Teddy D.
Yeah, what's happening, brother? From the
Why Not Podcast.
The used to be the Why Not
Podcast. He's got some other ones and coming up. So. Shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah, good times. It was a good time. It was good fun. Episode, man. Absolutely. So
check us out there. All right, y'all. Let's get into this week one.
Yeah. Let's get it cracking. Oh, man. You already know how I'm feeling, folks. If you could tell by my voice, you know what it is. Broncos fans, we like, hey, we'll take a W any way we can get
there
it.
There you go.
That's right, son.
Get it in. That was a good game, man.
Woo!
You know, Denver winning 19-13.
And then, of course, it's week one, so you know what that means. Peyton Manning sucks. He's awful. He's terrible. He got no arm. He can't do nothing. The Broncos are ass. Peyton's best as a backup. I know it's all coming. It is what it is. Yes, Peyton didn't have his best game. He didn't look all that great. You got to keep in mind a few things, people. It's a new coaching staff. It's a new offense. It's a new offensive line. It's week one. It's going to take time to you know, get the kinks out and stuff and get all that stuff out and worked out. You know, they showed good signs today of good things, you know, with their offensive line. Their offensive line protected him pretty well today for the most part. Even though he got sacked a few times, for the most part, they did a pretty good job for their first time out. Defensively, balling. I mean, I told y'all coming into the season, this defense is going to be sick this year. Flying around the field, Joe Flacco was feeling the pressure all day long. They look faster. Two interceptions. That interception at the end of the game to seal the game was just beautiful. It was just like, give me that damn ball.
Joe Flacco was pushing it.
Woo! So, I mean, Joe Flacco didn't have a lot of time. Both offenses looked terrible. This is calling what it is. That game was ugly.
I mean, look, from
ugly.
We heard a lot going into the season about the running game for the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
25 rushes total. Peyton Manning throws it 40 times.
I was pissed as a Broncos
fan. You said
fan.
That. You were like, what the hell?
I'm sitting here like, hold on a minute. Is Peyton, are we just really reverting back to old Peyton where he's throwing it 40, 50 times? I'm like, stop doing that. I'm like, you're doing the exact opposite of what you said. And then when they finally started going to the running game, they started churning out yards. And they started moving the ball. And it's like, God damn,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Clearly he ain't on his game right now. Run the ball. Take some pressure off of him. Move the ball a little bit. And Jesus. So, I mean, luckily, knock on wood, Aqib Talib with a huge touchdown interception. I mean, basically was the lone touchdown of the game. Offensively for us. I mean, defensively for us. And then it was Brandon McManus kicking field goals all day. I mean, so thank God we won. We pulled out a victory nonetheless. But damn, Peyton don't need some work. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Bad.
But, you know, solid win versus a quality team.
Take it.
And this is going, you're going to hear this probably a lot during this episode, this week one. He always seems to be coming out all the time. This was sad. So sad news, man.
Even as the opponent, I was like, when I saw it happen, I was like, I hope he's not a season-ending injury. I was just like, because I like Terrell Suggs.
Yep.
Tore his Achilles.
Yep. Out for the season.
Damn. Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, that is such a blow for Baltimore. Sorry, Storm. Shout out to Storm. That's such a blow.
Yeah.
I mean.
Baltimore fans, I mean, this is you hate starting the season out like this, man. You just.
With a loss, and then you lose, like, your best pass rusher, too.
Yeah,
like,
your leader, your defense, that emotional.
See, Isley don't like it either. She crying right now. She don't like that either.
And dude's just breaking the heart. Yeah, that was sad to hear, man. I was like, damn. Because you saw it, and he was looking, and he was mad, and you see the cart. That is
sucks.
Everybody's worst friend.
Sucks.
Like, oh, here come the cart. Hopefully they can bounce back, but yeah, this is a rough.
That's a huge.
That's a rough loss for them. Somebody else, but who had a great win though? Buffalo, man.
Hey man,
I was impressed.
Did I not say? What did I say? If they want to make the playoffs, what they doing? Starting Tyrod Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. That's all I got to say. I'm just saying because I like the kid. Did a good job today. That defense is nuts.
Yeah, they were stepping up.
Nuts.
Man.
That might be the best defense in football, man. Like, their defenses. Because you add Rex Ryan to the equation because they were already good. Now you got Rex Ryan, too, who knows how to scheme and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, look, they held the Colts only 64 yards rushing. Andrew Luck, 26 of 49, 243 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Sacked twice, yeah.
Damn.
They shut down Andre Johnson.
They did.
Oh, shut him down, son, and Frank Gore. Shut him down.
Oh, yeah, and then he comes back around again. You know, T.Y. Hilton had a bruised knee. And then we do x-rays on it. He could. They're fearing a couple weeks. We don't know.
He's out at least next week, we know.
Dang. And this is one of them. But come on, man. That's like.
If you a fantasy player.
Yes, I got one of my squad. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I got Baltimore's defense, and I'm like. Now I got to drop him.
He's like, damn. It's not the same. But, hey, man. You know, by the way, Buffalo got what? 147 yards rushing. Sean McCoy was looking pretty solid out there.
I mean, look, man.
Carries just
with nothing. 17 carries for 41 yards, but he had 3 catches, 46 yards. Percy Harvin looked good.
Mm-hmm. Percy Harvin was like, up, wire, and don't go nuts. But yeah, he looked good.
Tyrod Taylor looked solid for his first start ever. I mean, look at this. What more could you ask for? 14 and 19, 195 yards, threw a touchdown, no interceptions, no sacks.
Yep. Because one of the fantasy
days. And rushed 9 times for 41 yards.
Yeah, he was solid.
Solid.
You know, for fantasy purposes, that'd be stinging. Sammy Watkins, 3 targets, nothing.
Yeah, they shut him down.
Zero, man. Zero, zero. God. But yeah, they pressure, man. You know, they didn't Colts and Luck, you know, first game out, got some things they need to work on.
Yeah. But as we said going in, most of these games, the best teams didn't really play. You know, their best football.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you don't expect Indianapolis to play like this the rest of the season. Come on.
No.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, you take it with a grain of salt. It was a loss. It was a nice start for Buffalo. Excellent start for Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to keep the momentum going.
Another solid win. The St. Louis Rams in overtime.
And once again.
Over the Seattle Seahawks.
Once again, I'm going to say it again. I told y'all. Nick Foles was a nice get by them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody and mama was like, oh, no, they still ain't Nick Foles. I ain't so. And I'm like, Nick, he's better than what they have had in the past 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm. He's a little bit, but I wouldn't say he's fully above average, but he's a little bit better than average.
Yes.
Now, he's not going to kill you. You know, 18 of 27, 297 yards, one touchdown.
No picks.
A couple sacks, solid. You're like, look, you're playing Legion of Boom.
Seattle,
what you think?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to throw for 400 yards, five touchdowns. Like, man, come on.
I mean, one in overtime. Yeah, you were right about Seattle. They were missing Cam Chancellor, man.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't. That defense didn't feel the same.
Mm-mm.
It's the aura of the team didn't feel the same.
Yeah, towards the end of the game, you saw somebody got burnt for a touchdown. It was like, oh, that was Cam Chancellor's spot. Like,
Deion Bailey.
Yeah, he had a little slip. Mm. It's like, yeah. They came with it. Got a great win at home. Put that in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Marshawn Lynch, 18 carries, 73. You know, even though it's 34 points, you know these two teams in this league, division, that's all defense.
Yeah. Jimmy Graham.
6 for 51 in a touchdown. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people went high on him still. We'll take that.
Absolutely. And this kid, Tyler Lockett, is a beast, man. He had a punt return touchdown, mm-hmm. caught four catches of 34 yards. He going to get involved more in the offense, I'm telling you. Look out for him.
Yeah, that's
just flag him on the waiver wire.
Yeah, both have punt returns for touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Just an exciting game, man.
Absolutely.
Going to overtime. Let's see what else. Another good shootout. Detroit and San Diego. Phillip
Detroit
Rivers,
had that
man.
Game, man. They blew it.
Yeah.
They blew that game. But, yeah, Phillip Rivers was nuts. He earned that paycheck today.
Mm-hmm. 35 of 42, 404 yards.
Jeez.
Two touchdowns, two interceptions, a couple sacks.
Keenan Allen was nuts.
15 receptions, 166 yards. Damn. Efficient, man.
I felt bad for this dude. What is his name? Hold on, let me get the name. He tweeted me earlier. He was like, should I play Keenan Allen? I was like, sorry.
So
Pete Williams.
You got to play. He was Keenan Allen over who?
He's like Keenan Allen or Steve Smith Sr. I was like, I personally was like, I would take Steve Smith Sr. this game just because he's like the only option. I didn't think he was going to get shut down by Denver. I didn't think Keenan Allen was going to have 20 damn catches. Like, so I was like, you know, my bad. I was right about the Abdullah one, though.
Yeah,
he was like Abdullah or Ryan Matthews. I was like, yeah, I had to lean towards Abdullah.
Abdullah, yeah.
He's supposed to have a bigger role.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, I did Keenan Allen. Yeah, but yeah, Amir Abdullah, 7 carries, 50 yards and a touchdown, and had 4 receptions, 44 yards. Very nice opening day performance.
Ladarius Green actually showed up for once.
Mm-hmm.
5 catches, 74 and a tud. Well. Wow.
Stevie Johnson got away for that last touchdown, man. Big win by the Chargers, man.
Heck
Detroit,
yeah.
Not a way to start out.
Nah. And then, I mean, they did a good job shutting down Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate. I mean, neither one of them did much of anything. Yeah, Calvin Johnson, 2 for 39. Golden Tate had 4 for 24. Like, they ain't do nothing.
Man, Chargers came out to play, man.
Woo! So, shout out to them. Mm-hmm. San Diego.
And Battle of the Rookies. We know.
I'm not
going
to say I told you
freak
so.
Freak out.
I'm not going to say I told you so.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
And I did. I said he's going to
be
a good
be a
quarterback.
After the first game.
I said he was going to be. I think, personally, he's going to be a better
ones.
Career than Jameis. That was my opinion.
Now, you've always said you thought he'd be the better.
I've always thought he, and everybody, nobody wanted to give him a chance. He's right. Not accurate. 13 to 16, my ass, he ain't accurate.
209 yards, 4 touchdowns.
In the first half. All in the first half. Yeah, shut up, he ain't accurate. I don't want to hear that nonsense.
Kendall Wright got 4 for 101 and a touchdown from him. You know he going to be picked up.
Oh, I picked him in my league because you knew. You knew. Mm-hmm. I knew about Kendall Wright, baby.
You know, Marcus Mariota, very impressive.
Absolutely.
I mean,
granted, it's against Tampa Bay.
These were the two worst teams last year. That's why they have the top first two picks.
So you got to take it with a grain of salt. But, yeah, for the first game,
mm-hmm.
very impressive. And he only ran, what, 2 times?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very impressed. He stood in the pocket and threw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, hey, shout out to Bishop Sankey. 12 carries, 74 yards and a touchdown. I was expecting nothing from this running game.
Nah,
so
got over 100 yards rushing combined total for the team. Yeah, man.
And played solid defense. That That's the keys to victory.
Mm-hmm.
And for famous Jameis, he ain't going to be famous long playing like this.
Yeah, 16-33, 210, two touchdowns, two interceptions.
Four sacks. Oof. And apparently he had a fumble as well. that apparently nobody was around him. I have to watch it. I don't know. So yeah, apparently people were just like, yeah, it was a bad showing overall for Jameis. Famous Jameis. But we knew it wasn't going to be great. Mm-hmm. I mean, we knew he was going to struggle a little bit. He went to the worst team in the league. Mm-hmm. You can't expect him to immediately just turn it around. You probably thought he'd play a little bit better, but again, it's his first game. We're not just going to panic now.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting much from nothing really from the running game. Doug Martin, 11-52. Not much.
Austin Jenkins, baby. Five catches, 110 at 2 TD. I told y'all he was going to lean on that tight end.
Folks, we were saying it. You know, Vincent Jackson, 4-51. No Mike Evans in this game.
Yeah.
Like, where you at?
Uh-oh. So, he needs to get healthy quick so he can help out Jameis. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, who else we got today?
Hey, man. Arizona came out with a ninth win versus the Saints. 31-19.
Carson Palmer, man. Look good. 19-32, 307, three touchdowns, no picks, no sacks. That offensive line was a question mark. Played actually pretty decent.
Yeah, Andre Ellington has some spurs. I think he went off and got hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt too now. So it looks like Chris Johnson and my boy David Johnson will be the Johnson brothers. Will be carrying the load.
Jeez, man.
It just never stops. Larry Fitzgerald was back. Six catches, 87.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
He's always going to bring it. That's what you love to see, man.
Drew Brees and them. Not very impressive to start off.
Almost 50 passes, man. I was pissed
because I'm sorry. I had Mark Ingram. Nine carries. Get a man. I'm like, he's a three down dude. Give him 20 plus carries. This is nonsense. That's 20 carries as a team. Come on, man.
You can't do nothing.
He had eight catches. I'm glad with the catches. He got to get more touches though. Like seriously, Drew Brees can't keep throwing it 48 times.
No, that's not going to lead you to any kind of
especially since your defense isn't all that great to begin with. Come on, man. Come on, Sean Payton. Where's the genius we saw before? Lord have mercy. We'll play. I guess maybe CJ Spiller comes back. That'll help him out. I don't know. But again, it's first game.
Yeah.
Can't panic.
Once you got Kansas City, Houston, man. Kansas City on the road. Brian Hoyer,
yanked.
Sit down.
Already.
Gee. Yeah, that's
first game.
You don't want to see that.
I mean, he didn't have the worst game, but shoot. I mean, 18-34, 236, one touchdown, one interception. I mean, he was sacked four times. I mean, geez, I don't know. I don't know. I guess it got too out of hand for the coach. So Ryan Mallett, I guess, is that guy.
Yeah.
For the moment.
Yeah, nothing from the running game. Alfre Blue, 9-42.
Congrats to all y'all who stashed that Arian Foster. He may be coming back as early as next week. So
they want him back.
Yeah, they need him back. Ain't no want. They need.
Hey, the winner of this game, man, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, thank you. I have him on my team as well.
6-106 and two touchdowns. Way to come out the box.
Zeus, as they call him. Let's go. He's like baby Gronk.
Well, Jerry Maclin, solid 5-52.
Jamal Charles, 16-57. Five catches, 46 in the touchdown. Yeah, he's just consistent. Yeah, he just does what he does every week, week in, week out. God, I'm so annoyed. I got to face them next week.
Then you had the smaller games, Carolina, Jacksonville. Carolina just taking care of business.
Should have won that game, but their receiving core is terrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Even Greg Olsen do nothing. Had a catch.
Yeah, Stewart was all right.
It was pretty good.
56. Kim himself, 18-31, 175, touchdown interception. 14 carries, 35. Jeez.
Yep.
That's a lot.
They're going to lean on him big time.
Blake Bortles, 22-40, 183, touchdown, two interceptions, five sacks.
I don't know.
Not much. Alan Hearns had a solid fantasy day, 5-60.
It was Rashad Green. 7 catches for 28 yards.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But yeah, for Kendall receiving, your best is Ted Ginn Jr., 2-54. Yeah. Just defensive matchup, just taking care of business like they should.
And then, unfortunately, for Carolina.
Yeah, man.
Luke Kuechly.
Man.
That with a concussion.
Yep, he got hit in second in the second quarter. Concussion protocol, which means he could be out.
A week or two.
Yeah.
You never know. Hopefully, he'll be back sooner than later, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hopefully so. You got Miami, Washington.
Miami Redskins fans are like, the fuck.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, 21-30, 196. Touchdown, two interceptions. Okay. Hey, Alfre Morris came to play. 25 carries, 121 yards. Woo. Got you with it. Pierre Garçon, 6 for 74.
Jordan Reed
seven showed catches, up.
63 in a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. He's always had a, you know, number one tight end potential. Mm-hmm. Another injury when you had DeSean Jackson. One hamstring in the first. Of course, they're doing the usual MRI on that tomorrow. But he's like, damn it.
Hamstrings are tricky. He could be back in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Hey, you never know.
No, but people still wondering.
Tannehill was solid.
Mm-hmm.
22-34 for 226 and a touchdown.
The running game didn't do much. It was okay.
13. I'm like, Amar Miller need more carries, man.
Yeah, that's not enough. Jordan Cameron, 4 for 73.
Nice game.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense was all right, pretty solid.
Yeah, all right game.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Jets came in and just put the spanking on Cleveland, man.
And then again, another injury. Josh McCown is out with a concussion.
All that it was like, oh, here comes
Johnny Football, and he ain't doing shit. 13-24. 182, touchdown, INT, 3 sacks. He rushed 5 times for 35 yards. But, I mean, they just demolished him. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, it just was like, ooh, you're trash.
Yeah, and their running game is garbage. Crowell didn't do nothing, 12 for 20. Duke Johnson, 7 for 22. It's been a long season for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
At this point, is Johnny Manziel the starter going forward?
I know the coach is like, I don't know. I mean, if he got knocked out just because of a quote-unquote injury, I'm going to go with him in week two. You know, I mean, clearly, you know, and you're like, oh, well, I need to play Johnny Manziel because he's going to get more chances this season. Chris Ivory, though, 20 for 91 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Came with, I know your Brandon Marshall came through, 6 for 62 and a touchdown.
Yes, sir.
You know, filling it up for Cleveland. Yeah, Travis Benjamin, 3 for 89 and a touchdown. You'll take it.
Yeah. You picked him. You're like, good. You gave me something.
Yeah, as far as a rushing, nothing. Duke Johnson got 7 for 22. Isaiah Crowell, 12 for 20. Mm-hmm. Not much of nothing. But you're playing against the Jets, so exactly. You probably ain't getting nothing. And then, you know, what else you got?
Shout out to Baylor.
Yep.
Your Raiders.
Folks was not happy. Oh, I knew some Raider fans out here that, you know, just was not pleased with the outcome of game one.
To say the least.
No, lost to the Bengals, 33-13.
Oh.
You know, Derek Carr went 7-12, 61 before he got hurt. Wasn't he like a hand?
Hand injury.
Doing a stiff arm.
I didn't
actually
see the
caught like a little bit of it where he was running out of bounds and then he was stiff arming a dude. And it was like, not with your throwing hand. I'm like, oh.
And the Raiders, it just keeps going.
Matt McGloy came in 23-31, 42, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. But, you know.
Latavius Murray, 11 carries, 44 yards. He need more carries.
Yeah.
I know he got 7 catches, but he got to get more carries than that.
7 for 36. Nice. You would take it. Mari Cooper, 4 for 47. Take that for a nice.
Crabtree, 5 for 37.
It looked all right, you know, more to benefit. I mean, Cincinnati, Jeremy Hill, 19-63 and 2 touchdowns. You take that.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Eifert showing up.
Yep.
If he is on your waiver wire, he will not be.
He shouldn't be on anybody's waiver wire. So he should have been picked by somebody. Yep. But yeah, this is what they've expected him to do for quite some time. So he showed up today, that's for sure.
9 for 104 and 2 touchdowns.
A.J. Green had a quiet game.
Yeah,
5 for 63.
Yeah. Which, hey, I mean, he's the number one option. I'm going to take him. He got taken care of, which we'll speak about later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about Green Bay, Chicago? Chicago put up a little fight.
They did. They had some fight in them. Mm-hmm. You got to appreciate that, but... He
got up early.
James Jones showed up.
Hey.
Really?
Now, he may be on your waiver wire. He won't either.
Yeah, he won't be anymore because clearly, again, he's got that rapport from his time with Gary Bay with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers trusts him. So
4 for 51 and 2 touchdowns.
And then Randall Cobb, 5 for 38 and a touchdown.
Hey, I was just happy he played. I'm like, all right, I take that, baby.
Eddie Lacy, 19 carries, 85 yards and a touchdown.
Solid number one pick.
Yep.
That's what you're doing.
Yes, sir. And then both my running backs in this game went nuts. Matt Forte.
24 for 141 yards and a touchdown, along with 5 catches for 25 yards. Yeah.
Give me that.
He just produces.
And then Aaron Rodgers, of course, 18 to 23, 189 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. No sack. Yeah, right. Yawn. This is too easy.
Only threw 23 times, 3 touchdowns. But
and ran 8 times for 35 yards. You'll take that.
No, Bears made it tight. Grim had to get 14.
And Jay Cutler. It's 18 to 36, 225, touchdown, interception, 2 sacks.
You know, Alshon Jeffrey played despite the health concerns. 5 for 78.
You'll take that.
Martellus Bennett got a sneaky in 5 for 55 and a touchdown.
I mean, they put up a good fight, but again, they ain't got the firepower, man. I mean, I'll give them credit. They finally rode Matt Forte. That's what you're supposed to do. That's how you work the running backs, baby. Let's go. And then, of course, the controversial game that started off the whole NFL season.
Yeah.
Man. Patriots, Steelers.
Hey, man, I was...
My wife was pissed, to say the least.
Yeah, man, I mean...
As most Steelers fans were.
Patriots won that home opener. Gronk, 3 touchdowns.
That was... Some of them players, you're like, how is he open? Good Lord. You know. But yeah, 5 catches, 94 yards, 3 touchdowns. Julian Edelman, if you picked him, you are like ching-a-ching-ching targets. 11 catches, 97 yards of a 14 targets. No, 12 targets, excuse me. Jeez. And then running game, I mean, Deion Lewis had a good game.
Mm-hmm.
15 carries, 69 yards, 4 catches, 51. Not a bad start.
No, he came to play. You know, that's how they do. They manufacture points and stuff from everywhere. You know, Brady was the precise when it comes to 10-yard passes. I think he was something ridiculous, like he only missed 4. You're like, this is a new – maybe he don't have it. You know, he'll take shots, but, hey, he getting up there in age.
Yeah.
And you can put up that many points throwing short passes. I mean
– Hey, 25 of 32, 4 touchdowns, no picks, sacked twice. Tom Brady's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I hate him.
That's why it's always these little people be handing like these little dink and dunk bullshit. You'd be getting frustrated. They'd be like, all right, 3rd and 8. Let's get that stop.
Yeah. He threw an 8-yard pass. Like,
yeah. You'd be like, oh, he threw a 3-yarder. Oh, dude, skirts. I hate you. I hate you. but they keep doing it, man.
Pittsburgh fought. They had some fight in it.
D'Angelo Williams took advantage of his time.
Oh, yeah.
21 carries, 127 yards. Antonio Brown. Why we put him up there at the
9 top. Catches, 133, and 1 touchdown. Mm-hmm. Heath Miller.
8 for 84. Always a favorite out in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. I mean, their defense looks faster, but again, they're still young, so they're going to give up some play, especially to Tom Brady. And, of course, there's the controversial.
Oh, of course. We were just like, come on, man. It looked like, all right, we got over some. You know, all that whole outside the lines, which I thought was very convenient that it drops the thinking day after Tom Brady gets his 4-game suspension lifted. Like, oh.
Told y'all Goodell is their bitch.
And then all this. That
destroy those tapes.
Bringing up Spygate or whatever that joint was. That. What was it called? What was Spygate?
Deflategate or the Spygate?
Spygate, yeah. All that. And then now. I gave him talk. Mike Tomlin just threw that, like, I'm going to just drop this right here and then not claim it no more. I'll have to find that soundbite and maybe play it. But that joint was hilarious.
Oh, his press conference?
Yeah, and they were like, we heard, you know, what do you say, the play-by-play?
He heard the New England Patriots broadcasting system.
That the what? Coach.
What?
It happens all the time.
It wasn't the first time.
Yeah.
And they trying to, like, oh, are you saying, does it happen in other stadiums? He was like, I'm addressing what happens in this stadium tonight.
Yeah. And then he didn't, and they tried to prong. He didn't touch it no more. He was like, I'm not, hey, don't ask me about that. Joint was hilarious.
I was like, he was pissed.
Like, there was an ESPN report that your radio went out, your communications.
That's always the case.
Here?
Yes.
Well, you're saying that every time you play here, you have radio.
I said
problems.
What I said.
Mike, what exactly happened? You just didn't have any communication?
We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast for the majority of the first half on our headsets.
The coach to coach or the coach to quarterback?
Coach to coach.
Coach to coach. You mentioned the frequency of communication problems here. Is that something you've experienced in any other place where you guys have played?
Guys, I'm answering questions regarding what happened in that stadium right there. So if anybody's got any more questions about what happened tonight, I'd be happy to address it.
Yeah. I mean, the whole first half, and I heard some on a radio station said that he complained about it, and I guess he was going over to give up his helmet, and I guess they were about to give Belichick up his, because I guess the rule is if yours doesn't work,
the other side has to take theirs.
And it was supposedly like right when he's about to give his up, oh, it works. And you go back, oh. You're like, I mean, look, let's
call it what it
is.
I
saw some place where it was like, well, this happened in Pittsburgh a few years ago. Look, just, I'm sorry.
It's too much.
I've heard the whole thing.
It's too
if you
many
ain't
things.
Cheating, you ain't trying, and I get all that. If you want to do that and just wear that, fine. You know, this the Bill Belichick era is going to go down as one of the greatest eras in football. He's won. He's going to have a cloud over him, but. You know, honestly, if he don't really care, then what am I going to do? He's just like,
yeah
I'm not going to admit to cheating, but yeah. I mean,
well, we all know you do. Mm-hmm. It ain't a secret. Not anymore. Fucking cheaters, period. That's just what it is. If you go play New England at New England, they're probably cheating in some shape or form.
Same like with that Ndamukong Suh when you were like, oh, did he look like he kicked the helmet off? I'm like, okay, like. If you want to wear that dirty tag, go ahead. Mm-hmm. If you want to be Charles Oakley, you want to be that dude, like I'm going to just be dirty and scheming, and I'm always going to get under your skin and try to do something, then fine. Your owner clearly stands up for you.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do.
The league.
Just know,
you know,
y'all
you win.
Cheaters.
Like we said, winning comes with its own benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And being, you know, shit, quote, feel like America's team.
You know,
but basically being on top for so long and having pretty boy time on your squad, I mean, it was like, oh, come on. I was trying to get past this bull crap.
You can't even get through the first game. Ridiculous.
Yeah, y'all just going to be, it's going to be labeled as cheaters.
Yep.
Which is sad to say, which brings in that other point. Oh, I got your bite.
Nice.
Because, you know, after all this happened, somebody, Brandon Marshall, stirring the pot. You know, first I saw it come off, he was like, the reason he got off, because he was white. It's like, oh, fuck, like, word. Like, but then this whole, you know, white QBs treated better than black QBs. I'm like, all right, we going to have this discussion again?
Yeah.
Like, all right.
We got to do it, of course.
Yeah.
Why don't you just come out, man, and say it? Call us Jungle Buddies, man.
What?
Asparagus fans?
What?
If we were white, it would have been asparagus tips. Racial, man. Racial.
Oh, man, you tripping now.
No, you tripping.
Straight up.
This is where we going. Like, first off, I will say.
We doing this?
First off, I will say, the whole thing with Tom Brady, no. I just think the league went. What, like, I'm trying to hit a damn, like,
home
grand slam instead of just, like, throwing out a game or two, get, and you be fine. If he got suspended a game, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for four. Like, and then when somebody asks you, well, how did you come about giving him the suspension? Because when I look through your rules, that's not what this process, what this punishment is. You know, he can't get four games for this. You're like, the fuck? So on that end, no. But this whole white versus black, yes. There's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, the hook is a lot quicker. You know, it feels like to me, I heard the argument. Who was that? Was that a Levitard? He was this argument of who did he compare? Like Cam Newton versus Matthew Stafford. And he feel like Stafford's been okay, but he doesn't have as much pressure on him as Cam, and Cam don't have – he ain't got no Megatron.
Well, and you and I both made the argument in the case that, well, technically Matt Stafford ain't the best player on his team.
No.
Cam Newton is the best player on his team. They lean on him a lot more than they do with Matt Stafford.
Yeah, what would you say? The quarterback, he got 11 carries? Something ridiculous that we
like
just
14 carries or something, like, something?
From your quarterback.
They're leaning on him a lot. And I mean, with certain quarterbacks, it's like, look, man. Yes, when it comes to African-American quarterbacks, 9 times out of 10, they're much better athletes than white quarterbacks, generally speaking. Now, you can say, I guess, the white quarterbacks, because they're not athletic, have to learn how to throw from the pocket because they can't run like the black quarterbacks. Whereas you have African-American quarterbacks who love to run all fucking day, but don't really learn the nuances of the quarterback position. A la your RG3. A la your Colin Kaepernick's. A la your Michael Vick. I can keep going and going. I mean, there's very few African-American quarterbacks, really, who you can just be like, yeah, he was a great quarterback. Not a great runner, but a great quarterback. I mean, we talked about it. I mean, really, you got to go back to, like, you know, Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham to an extent. I mean, but even Randall Cunningham was a scrambler.
But you look at today, you know, you had guys who, you know.
Steve McNair was great.
Donovan McNabb
was great.
But he was a pocket guy who could. I mean, basically what you want, and Cam, you know, Cam is being asked to run.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing that they don't – Cam is – huge. Cam is not Russell Wilson size. Cam is not, well, I'm just 6'2".
He's like 6'5", 240 or something like that.
Like he's huge. And he can, you know, scramble. That's what you want. Like you have Ben Roethlisberger. All you really want is guys who can extend the play.
Yes.
You know, if you can run and get some yards, yeah. But, I mean, you've got – look, let's put it this way. To me, it's hard to be an above-average quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
Above average.
Yes.
You know, that ain't that many.
Cam's an above average quarterback.
There's 32 teams.
Yep. And probably about 16 of them looking for quarterbacks.
And you can say, how many quarterbacks would you take for your squad? Like, okay, look, everybody can't have an Aaron Rodgers or Andrew Luck. But would you be like, I got him as my quarterback? You know, not the whole question of surrounding him with talent, but you would feel at least comfortable. It ain't like, oh, okay, we can do much worse. Like, you can do worse.
Part of it is going to be these black quarterbacks are going to have to take the time and learn how to throw from the pocket and be good at it. I lie your Russell Wilsons. I lie your Teddy Bridgewaters. Have to learn how to sit there and be able to throw from the pocket. Can you use your legs? Of course you can. We know you can run. Learn how to throw. Like, that's half the problem. It's not the fact that, you know, you can't play in the league. It's the fact you can't play quarterback. You don't know how. RG3 is the prime example. I want to be a pocket quarterback. You don't know how to be a pocket quarterback. You don't know the basics of being a pocket quarterback.
You don't see the pick.
And that's all you want to do? Come on, bro. Exactly.
And in the league where it's all about winning, teams don't have
three, 4 years anymore. It's not like that.
Like Russ, RG3 is lucky. In most cases like that,
he'd have been cut already.
Yeah.
And let go. And it's not just him. No. We just talked about Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
He don't get a chance. Johnny Football's on thin ice.
Yeah.
And he's in his second year.
So it's never just like.
To me, it's the difference between the scramblers and the pocket quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a black and white thing. Are black quarterbacks normally the scramblers? Yes. That, to me, it's not by design. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's your scrambling quarterbacks versus your pocket quarterbacks. Pocket quarterbacks are always going to last longer than scrambling quarterbacks. Because if you can throw from the pocket, it doesn't matter if you can't run. You can throw from the pocket. Yeah. Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning. I can keep going on these dudes who can't run a lick, but can throw well from the pocket.
It'll last you some of you because you're going to have to make them kind
of
throws.
Thank you. You're not taking the punishment some of these runners are taking. You're going to last longer. So, I mean, that's to me, that's part of it. It's not the whole black thing. It's just, can you throw from the pocket?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to say it's there, it's there.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you can produce.
If there was a black quarterback, like Andrew Luck, he'd be talked about like the best quarterback in the world. Yeah. I don't think his race would be an issue. It's like if he's putting up Andrew Luck numbers, he would be talked about like Andrew Luck. He's a beast.
Yeah, and he's going to be guys like that.
Jeez Louise, yeah.
We just feel like there should be more. We want more. We get that.
They got to learn. Right. They got to learn. I mean,
let's be real. At the end of the day,
coaches have to learn to teach
them. If you can't throw, whatever color your race you are, you ain't playing.
They will
yank your butt with the quickness.
That's just what it is. Brian Hoyer got benched today in his first game out. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter. If you can't win, you can't play. Period. Shit.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, that's been a lot. Before we head on to break, some folk have had a little bit of luck.
Uh-oh.
We got to talk about that.
Show me the money.
Man, talk about it, folk. Linebacker Luke Kuechly, who we mentioned, got hurt. Signed him a 5-year, $62 million extension with the Panthers.
He is by far the highest paid middle linebacker right now. Easily.
Nose tackle Marcel Darius, who sat out a game.
Knew this was coming.
6-year, $108 million extension.
We knew he was getting $100 million.
60, which is that. You hit the 60 mark, guaranteed. You're doing all right.
That draft had some. That might have been one of the best drafts in recent memory as far as like top five players panning out. You had Cam Newton first. Von Miller went number two. Marcel Darius number three. AJ Green number four. Patrick Peterson number five. Are you kidding me? And we were just talking about RG3 and Trent Richardson. And I'm like, that is a top five panning out.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Some drafts are better than others.
Yeah, for real.
Who else touched it? Quarterback Eli Manning. 4-year, $84 million extension. $65 million guaranteed.
Shout out to KJ. We were talking about this. And I was like, you know, since he's above average, he's getting paid. Chris just mentioned, you know, how many guys need quarterbacks?
He's above average.
He's above average.
Now, he needs help around him.
But he's above average.
Yes.
He's not great.
You give him
he's above average.
You give him a solid line and some weapons.
And a solid D.
Yeah.
He'll be good.
He'll be good, yeah. But you knew he was going to cash. And he's like, oh, Phillip Rivers getting that? Yeah, I want that. Left tackle, Alonzo Castanozo.
Yep.
If I pronounce that right.
Yes, sir.
Signs a 4-year, $42 million extension with the Colts.
Mm.
Gotta
keep that blind side protector. Yep.
We about to pay his ass. Let's make sure he gets
Protected.
Yeah, for real.
Exactly.
AJ Green got him some dough.
That was a great contract for him.
4-year, $60 million extension.
It wasn't amongst the elite guys, which are Dez and Julio Jones, Demaryius Thomas, but it was right underneath. I think it was just right for him.
They took care of him, of course. And I can't think of that linebacker. The lineman from the Cowboys.
Tyrone Crawford.
Yeah.
Defensive tackle.
Yeah, he got him money.
4-year, like 42 mil or something like that. 20-something guaranteed, I think. I don't know. Taken care of. He was on the bubble a little bit coming into last season, but had a good year and turned that into dough.
That's what he did, man. Yeah, you got to. I mean, you got to. When you have a solid lineman, man, they may not get a lot of notoriety and whatnot.
But they get taken care of.
Yeah, you're going to get taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was a great signing. Shout out to you, Baylor. Raiders signed linebacker Alden Smith to a 1-year. We were like, ooh, Raider fans was loving that.
It's a nice high risk,
but low risk, high reward. Yeah, like he ain't really get much. You can cut him if you need to.
But, I mean, hey, if he can play, he can do some things like he was doing with San Francisco. Yeah. That'd be a nice
Khalil
move for them.
Mack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Giants say that's Pierre Paul not ready to play. I looked at his finger, checked him out, and all that. And they were just like, "Nope, it ain't time yet." Still hasn't been signed.
There's whispers he may not play this season.
I could totally see that. The Eagles and Sam Bradford, where he wasn't able to work his thing out. You know, I kept hearing he was a lot about him wanting some dough.
Well, like, he had a good preseason game, and it was like, oh, God, here we go. See, I'm good. I want money now.
Yeah, he's trying to cash in.
Shoot. Yeah, I'm not going to put any preseason game in the stock, so it is what it is.
Yeah. Let's go look to, before we get out of here for this break, take a look at week two.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say that right now, what's the score with the Dallas?
13-16 Giants.
Yeah, it's been getting tight.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had a Monday night game, but schedule's rough. Starting off Thursday, yep. Broncos Chiefs.
Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait. I got to make sure I get off work early enough. Oh, I got a meeting on Thursday. Yes! I'll be home at 4 o'clock, baby. Let's go. I'll be good. Yeah, catch my game. That's
going
to be a great game. I mean, those are pretty much the two teams people expect to win and to compete for the division crown. So this is a nice test for both teams to see where they stand
Raider
right now.
Raider fans, y'all was hoping.
Yeah.
We got to see something better than that.
I got to see something better than that. They play Baltimore. Sorry.
Yeah. Again, Detroit at Minnesota. Curious to see how Minnesota shows up Monday.
Patriots at Buffalo.
Ooh.
We all know Rex Ryan know how to scheme for Tom Brady, so that's going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, because Buffalo was looking good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's their first real test. Buffalo, you trying to, you know.
That'd be a big statement game if they beat New England. Like, we ain't playing this season.
Now, if you're trying to win this division from them,
you got them
at home. You got to at least get a split.
Got Chargers and Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the night game at Seattle at Green Bay. Come on, Seattle. Don't want to go down 0-2. The dreaded 0-2.
And that Monday night game is going to be tough. Jets at Indianapolis.
Yeah, man.
Colts can't go down 0-2.
No.
They cannot go down
0-2. They don't want to start that off.
You got Cowboys-Eagles.
They just keep bringing on the NFC hate.
I love it. And then, I mean, you got Steelers, Niners.
Yeah.
Texans, Panthers. Yeah. Cardinals should beat the Bears. Marcus Mariota could have enough. There you go. Marcus Mariota versus Johnny Football.
Oh, Lord
have mercy. Here we go.
Tennessee should go up 2-0 on that. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. You're getting baptized again.
If James Winston got another bad game, Lord have mercy. This is crazy.
Hey, you going on. This happens when you go all in on the rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
You can baptism by fire.
Rams could start off 2-0, going up against Washington. Come on, Redskins. Oh, shout out to Kirk G, the Redskins fan. Sorry, brother. Sorry.
I know he heard that letter. He's probably like, yeah, I agree 100%.
And then the Dolphins against the Jags, they should win that game.
Yeah. Dolphins looking all right.
Mm-hmm.
They trying to get that division, too.
Exactly.
It's going to be up for grabs, so... interesting week two. Can't wait, man. Let's do it.
Let's go, baby.
And as far as it looking, it looks like Jonathan gonna be taking this win.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've been telling y'all, you know what it is. I'll just pop my collar right now, you know, brush my shoulders off. It is what it is. It's week one though. But I'll take a W any way it comes.
Holla. Yeah, that's right. All right, y'all. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. Jump into some more with some college football, you know, some sad news with the NBA, you know, tennis, some other, you know, so close for Serena.
Yeah.
And then we hand out awards.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. We'll be right back.
back, y'all, to the Brother Flaming Sports Happy Hour.
Here we go.
So let us know what your thoughts. Week one is in. The football season has officially kicked off. We are all excited over here and ready to get it in and enjoy ourselves for a wonderful football season. Mm-hmm. So let us know how you feel about your team starting off week one. How you feeling? Good, bad, what you expecting, fantasy frustrations, and learning how what you need to do. You can hit us up for all that via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. Let us know how you did fantasy-wise. If you needed some help, if you need to know who to drop, all that good stuff. Let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
That's right. So on the college football, man, still getting thick. Had some good games.
Mm-hmm.
Some good top 25. The biggest game, number 5, Michigan State, beats number 7, Oregon, 31-28.
Pac-12.
Good, man.
What's going on? Yeah, Connor Cook looking pretty good as a quarterback. But Oregon ain't got Mariota no more.
Nope.
They got Vernon Adams. Yep.
Number 14, LSU beats number 25, Mississippi State, 21-19. Number 19, Oklahoma beats number 23, Tennessee, 31-24. And then out with the upset, BYU beats number 20, Boise State, 35-24.
I told you.
Moving on up.
I told you.
They made it in, man.
Mm-hmm.
They made the top three, for at least for AP.
That's what's up.
Ohio State is number one.
Of course.
You know, you got Alabama, TCU, Michigan State.
Mm.
You know, moved up to number 4. Baylor rounds out to 5.
Mm.
USC 6. Georgia 7. Notre Dame 8.
Ooh.
Ooh, with some crappy news coming out after that.
Yeah.
They got it too. Just last week, they had injury issues.
Had an ACL tear from their running back.
Yeah, Tyrion Foster out. And now, their quarterback Malik Zaire.
Out for the season.
Right ankle. Had to have surgery.
After such a great opening performance, man. Golly, you feel bad for some of these kids.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of complaint about with the SEC last week. They had a record number of teams in the top 25.
Top 25?
Yeah. I think a lot of them move off. Like, what's the name? Fell the most. Auburn. I think they struggled to win against Jacksonville State. And they got punished.
Good. As you should.
You're like, wow, I dropped 12 spots.
Woo!
They were 6, and now they 18.
Yeah, if you could barely beat a school, not no offense, it's whack,
mm-hmm.
then come on, bro.
Yeah.
You ain't getting no love from nobody.
On to some sad news with the NBA, man.
Yeah.
You know, it came out today. Moses Malone passed away at the age of 60.
First is Daryl Dawkins. Yeah. Now another great Sixer goes down. Like, oh, man.
Man, Moses Malone, very underrated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, dude average like about, I mean, numbers that Kevin Love was putting up that were reminiscent of him trying to be. But Moses Malone was the dude. I mean, 3-time MVP, you know, NBA champion.
ABA, you know, started off in the ABA. I think he went from high school to the ABA,
out
right?
High school, yep.
To the ABA.
Balling.
Ridiculous.
Balling.
There you go. Career highlights. He has an NBA champion, 1983, finals MVP, three-time MVP, 79, 82, and 83.
Mm.
12-time All-Star, ABA All-Star, 4-time All-NBA first team, 4-time All-NBA second team, NBA All-Defensive, All-Defensive second team, 6-time NBA rebounding leader, 50th anniversary all-time team, retired by his number 24 is retired by the Houston Rockets. 20.6 points, 12.2 boards, 1.4 assists throughout his career. Great guy.
Yeah, and I think that year he won the finals MVP in that series. I think he was averaging the 30 and 24 boards. You're like, oof. Dominant.
Yeah.
You know, make guys like him, great guy off the court. I know I saw something that Morris Cheeks is just like back-to-back.
Yeah.
I know Barkley considered him a mentor. I know he's going to say something about it pretty soon.
It's a sad time for the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, man.
It really
just
is.
Losing these greats. People who, you know, I'm, 82? I was 5. In the Magic. That's why I read someone that he was the first one to really rock Nikes.
Mm.
During that time, everybody was, even said early Jordan Converse.
Converse, yeah.
He was the one that was like, I was here before Mike with them Nikes.
They say they're going three, so let's pray to God Dr. J is not the next.
Yeah,
I'm good sad. Lord. Because Jesus Christ. Yeah, but that was
some sad news. Yeah. Other sad news, Sam Mitchell, who's president of basketball operations for the Timberwolves, is taking over as interim head coach for Flip Saunders. He was hospitalized for testing and treatment.
Hodgkin's lymphoma. Yeah, I guess he had some complications. Yeah,
you were hoping to see like he would get through and be able to coach, but you got to do what you got to do first.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And wish him the best, man. Prayers go out to him and his family. I know it's a tough time out there for them. And God, man, I wish him the best. That's tough.
Yeah,
it's definitely tough to deal with.
And then you know, at least something that's not sad, depending on who you ask.
Knicks fans are probably like, yeah, go ahead, get rid of him.
There's been reports coming out that management is starting to consider trading Carmelo Anthony. Nothing in stone, but they've started doing their due diligence to maybe see what that's going to be like.
Wasn't there all this talk about, well, Melo's recruiting Durant to come to New York?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, whatever.
He's got to. I mean, next season is the season.
Yeah.
That offseason's going to be major. And it's like, if you want one of these dudes, you know, what you going to do? You better do something before the lockout because there will be a lockout coming. I mean, they think they can resolve it. It's great, but
you don't see that happening, huh?
I don't know. It's a lot of money on the table.
I have doubt.
But, I mean, look, I respect Carmelo for he wanted to play in New York. I respect him wanting to just be in New York his whole career. And look, I mean, look, if a dude is like, look, I'm happy playing in New York regardless, I ain't mad at that.
Should have took you out of Chicago. You know, I'm just saying.
You know, you can say, hey, I'm a big Laker fan, even though I played with the Lakers when they were shitty. I'm still playing for the Los Angeles Lakers, and I'm in Los Angeles. I mean, playing for the Knicks may be something special to him. So yeah. I'm not mad for him leaving. I mean, you know, because you don't know. He could have went with Chicago and still never won. You don't know.
Exactly.
You play the games. But look, yes, duh, money is a factor. I mean, most people not turning down that much. But if you about winning now.
Exactly.
Next season is going to be stressful for
brutal
that.
Brutal for the Knicks.
You know, no pressure, Carmelo Anthony.
No pressure, you know. Phil Jackson. No pressure, Derek Fisher. Hi, Mom. That's what she's saying.
Honestly, in the building. Yeah, this is going to be interesting, but we talked about that on Hoopla.
Go ahead and check that out. Make sure y'all check that out.
For sure. And over in the U.S. Open, you know, Serena, I got to say, I watched the match when she played Venus. It was awesome. Venus was stepping her game up. Real emotional. You could tell.
I'm sure.
It was on her, but she pulled out the W, the big thing, two left. But she did not get all the way to the final. She lost to
unranked
Roberta Vinci in the semis. And she said it. She was like, girl was just on. Like, you know, I think I played okay, but she was like, she played basically her perfect game. And, you know, Serena's has had moments I've watched where she's not dominant all the whole game. She may struggle. And then just come back to win.
It's not like tennis is just an easy sport.
Tennis is hard. Look, I mean, to be straight up, she has won four straight majors. Because technically, she won the U.S. Open last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the same year.
Yeah.
But to me, hey, you won all four straight. That's still major.
Absolutely.
Major. And you know, she won, I think, up to this point, 26 or 27 straight Grand Slam matches. I mean, since going back to U.S. Open last year.
She's clearly one of the best. So,
she had a dominant performance. Look, the girl's unranked. There's no pressure on her.
Yeah.
You know, and the better she's playing, you know, the more the pressure. And, you know, granted, Serena was like, I don't feel no pressure. Because I guess she just carries that mindset. I'm just leaving it out on the field. Ain't no pressure. It's just
and
it's all about how I play.
Very, very classy of her to give old girl some love and show her some love.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. That's what we want to see.
Yeah. No. Oh, I was just weak.
I had a bad game.
I was weak. She's like, no, I played well. She just played better.
Exactly. And that's what you're supposed to say. Mm-hmm. That's a role model. That's what you want your kids to emulate, that kind of sportsmanship.
Yeah.
You lose, the better man won that day. Right. That's just what it is.
And she's still going down as one of the best.
Exactly. She'll probably be she's still better than the unranked girl. Yeah. It's just the unranked chick was better that day.
And she wasn't able to win that.
Exactly.
She went in there, I think it was the first finals match between two Italians.
Mm.
She wasn't able to win it. But then, you know, the big number one, number two matchup in the men's, Novak Djokovic, I saw beat Roger Federer. He was like, these dudes, that's what people be wanting with Serena. Can we get that?
Can we get another person?
Can we get like, oh, it's number one, number two all the time?
Yeah.
But then it just be kicking butt.
Exactly.
But yeah, shout out to them. You know, she's still going to come back and do things. And Novak, I'm like, it just be changing.
Yeah.
Because it was Federer for a minute, and then it was Nadal. And now Djokovic is like, okay, y'all just keep killing the damn thing.
And hopefully for this Roberta Vinci, that win boosts her confidence level up.
Amen.
You know, maybe jumpstarts her career a little bit.
Going down, it's just one of the, you know, you're probably one of the biggest upsets in tennis history.
Continue to play well so that it ain't an upset anymore later on.
People can tell, I beat Serena Williams.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, shout out, man.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. Let's get into this. We can head on out.
Woohoo!
All right, hand out these awards.
Yes, sir.
Let's start off with the noise.
Absolutely. Noise, noise, noise.
Noise, noise,
noise.
All right, what you got?
All right, first noise award, it wasn't a whole lot. Shout out to my wife. I told her I'd give her a noise award. She basically was like, Pittsburgh took one for the NFL. First game of the season. I mean, that whole cheating thing was just like, fucking man, first game.
They were like, we're not going to press. Because at first it was like, we gonna ask the league to look into this. No, we ain't.
But I sure love giving a Norse award to Mike Tomlin for that rant. That was classic.
Yeah, he threw that out there.
Oh, like, that was classic.
I'm going to just drop this grenade out here.
That's quite an insinuation you're making. Yeah. Like, I insinuate nothing. I'm telling you what happened. Like,
that was hilarious.
Yeah. Whoa, boy. Yeah. That is gold. That might be a soundbite going forward. Like, whoo.
Mike, that's a very serious thing that you're indicating, that they're always.
I'm not indicating nothing. I'm telling you what happened.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Other Norse award I want to do is, let me not be selfish here, but I'm going to be selfish. Give a Norse award to me. I whooped ass. First week of the season, both my fantasy leagues. Let me tell you something, folks. For all y'all who thought I was BSing, if I said, hit me up if you got any fantasy questions. Hit me up if you got any fantasy questions. Let me see what I did. First, rock out with your lockout league. Whoop boys ass, 103-69. Boom! And then, of course, with my gentleman, my counterpart over here. We still got Dez. I got Dez. He got Tony Romo still, but it's probably over. I'm up, 101-86?
Yeah.
It's in the bag, baby. If you got any fantasy questions, let me know. I will get you W's. I'm on a mission this year to tear up everybody, and I ain't losing. I ain't losing a game. That is my mission right now, to not lose.
Shout out to the folk in the Happy Hour League.
Yes, sir.
Got mustaches. Over, you know you fucked up, right? 97-68. Split that V, real motherfucking G, 114-76.
What up, Daryl?
Boomay coming out the box over Bash Brothers, 142.
Now, Bash Brothers still got Carlos Hyde left for tomorrow, so.
Okay. It's still early. This is still as of Sunday. And Unstoppable over La La Black Thought, 115-75. Still time for folk.
Absolutely. It's week one. Hey, man. But I'm feeling good, feeling great. And my Broncos won, too.
Yeah. It's homework time.
What more can you ask for, right, Isley? I just got the triple dubs tonight.
Everybody going to be checking their waiver wire. Let's see who I want to add come Tuesday.
Let me know, and I'll tell you who to add.
There you go. That's what you got?
That's it.
All right, for me, I don't have one sports related, but I do have to give one out to these dudes because, you know, shout out to Key Appeal to say all the Norse Award. They already said it earlier this season that this was going to be their last. I think their final episode aired, I think, this past week. Mm. I believe so, but this is their final season.
Oh, actually, I do have a Norse.
You know, so I was like, we got a lot of their sound bites.
Absolutely.
Norse, of course.
Yes.
What else we got?
Oh, snap.
What about the chain whack?
Oh, let me see what that is.
Yes.
man, I put the pussy on the chain wax.
I mean, they did the damn thing. I know they're not everybody's cup of tea, and you know, I respect that. Them dudes are just hilarious. Funny. I love the way
absolutely
how they shoot their scenes, where it's very cinematic, like it's a movie. They always kind of set you up, and then they hit you with that left. Like, what the hell? You know, great classics. Absolutely. I'm getting all their joints on DVD. They're going off to do bigger things, and that's what's up. I just appreciate in 5 years, we will be using probably many more sound bites.
Oh, yeah. Michael Jackson? He died?
That shit is great.
You know, they might intro on my turn my headphones up.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, I love them dudes. I was lucky enough, we had a homie of ours. We got to go see them live for two of their shows.
Nice.
For season, I think, 2 and 3.
That's what's up.
Man, hilarious.
That's right.
So, got to give props to them, and I'm going to miss all them characters.
Absolutely. I'm going to say my other Norse for the what the fuck, because it goes hand in hand.
All right. Because you know it's Kim.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right. Let me see. For my what the fuck, I have James Blake gets tackled and handcuffed outside a New York hotel. Mistaken for a suspect in a fraudulent credit card operation.
You saw the video, right?
I have not watched it.
He got tackled.
Yeah,
he got thrown to the ground for no fucking reason.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, well, he tried not to pull the race card, but he's just kind of like, well, you know, well, what is it then? Yeah. And I was like, word. Because the thing is, respectfully, like, I'm not doing anything. Why are you going above and beyond? If I'm just standing there chilling, it shouldn't be that hard to just, you know, say, hey, you under arrest. You just gonna tackle me like I'm running from your ass?
With no badge, no nothing to symbolize you're an officer.
They was holding him for 15 minutes before somebody was like, oh, yeah, that's James Blake.
Before checking his ID. Just checking it. And I told Chris, I'm not happy this happened to him, but I am kind of happy this happened to him. Reason being is because this is the kind of guy who has the resources that a lot of people who this happens to don't have.
Yeah.
They don't have the I mean, this dude was on Good Morning America the next day. A lot of people don't have the resources like that. And the fact that, number one, he's mixed. Mm-hmm. Number two, he is globally known. Mm-hmm. It ain't just a United States celebrity. This dude is famous all over the world.
Folk know him.
He was the number 4 tennis player in the world for a while. So he's up there in stature. He's a Harvard graduate, so he's smart as shit. And the number 1 topper, he got a white wife. That just makes it even better, baby. Because you know what? He was trying to brush it off, and I can't believe his wife said this. She said, what if it was me? Oh, what? Now, honestly, it probably wouldn't happen to his wife more times than not. But in a sense, as a husband, you think about that. If that was your wife, yeah, I'd be pretty pissed off if something like that happened to my wife. So at that point, he took it on. He took it upon himself. He took it upon took it upon himself to let it be known. You know, the mayor and chief of police called him personally to apologize. And he, in a sense, it sounds like he was like, that shit ain't enough.
You're right.
That ain't enough. So I do appreciate the fact that he's trying to make a difference with this. And hopefully this really paints the police in a dark light. It was already one of those things like black people don't like the police. This opened eyes for white people to an extent. And I think partially the fact is because he's mixed. Because he's not 100% black. Yeah. He got a little white in him, so it's like, oh, this can happen to anybody.
Yeah, he plays a particular sport. He was running, you know, he wasn't like, oh, they don't feel threatened by him.
Yeah.
If you want to go there. But, I mean, it's just still like, I was just sitting there.
Minding my business. Apparently, he said he was, like, texting on his phone. He wasn't doing anything.
You look like somebody.
His identical twin. Bullshit.
Like, seriously?
That's bullshit. So I hope this continues to grow into something where the police need to be retrained, and you need to weed out these bad cops. Because apparently the cop who tagged him had like 4 civil suits against him already for some issues he's got. Yeah, oh, yeah, internal affairs, get in his ass.
Yeah, I heard they put him on death duty, but we'll see.
Oh, fuck death duty. He need to get fired.
You know, basically what this means is it don't matter if you're committing quote-unquote blue-collar or white-collar crime. If they perceive you as black, excessive force is coming your way.
Yep. So please, all my brothers and sisters, be careful out there, GP. Please. Oh, GP.
Yeah, just how they had that, you know, Key and Peele skit.
It's real shit, talk, though. You know. It's all funny and stuff, but it's reality, too. Mm-hmm. So, y'all needs to be careful.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right. So, for my, well, first, what the fuck slash, I'll use the what the fuck first. First, what the fuck I have is going to this Floyd Mayweather fight from last night with Andre Berto. I woke up this morning, I literally didn't hear a thing about that fight. Checked Twitter, nothing. Looked on ESPN, nothing. It was all football. I was like, what? Did anybody watch the fight? So I went on and looked and then looked it up, and Floyd won. Of course, he fucking did because he fought a whack fighter, I guess, if you want to call it. Somebody who ain't in his class. And, you know, whatever. He won, and apparently this is the last of it, and that's where my Norse Award comes into play. If this is the last of Floyd Mayweather, he's a dick and an arrogant asshole, but he is one of the best, if not the best, defensive fighter in the history of boxing. He ain't lost, so he does have that. He does not have a blemish on his record for losses. You got to give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. Granted, everybody, you know, I am not the biggest fan of him personally. You know, he
don't like him either.
I know Hitch, she don't like him either. His domestic violence issues have been well documented. You know, he get on my nerves because all he talk about is how much money he got. He can't read. It is what it is with Floyd Mayweather. I respect the man, though, when it comes to boxing. He knows what he's doing. He's great at it. He will go down as one of the best. He thinks he's the greatest thing of all time, but you ain't better than Ali, son.
Slow down with Ali.
He ain't better than Muhammad Ali. So it don't matter with that, but he is one of the greatest fighters. I will give him that respect and, you know, noise to him. If this is the last of it, shout out to him. It was a great career. Very entertaining career. Right off into the sunset undefeated. Good for you. You got $1 billion. Exactly. So go ahead and do what you do, sir. Next thing we got is Ndamukong Suh. And I showed Chris this video from earlier. I know Redskin fans are like, what the fuck? So it looks like it was a tackle on Alfred Morris by Ndamukong Suh, and it appears after the play when Ndamukong Suh gets up, he kind of kicks Alfred Morris's helmet. It almost appears as if he kicks the helmet off of Alfred Morris's head, which is kind of dangerous considering the helmet is attached to his head.
Yeah, he kind of bumped. It looked like it, can't really tell, but it does look like he got up real fast.
Yeah.
And didn't try to move out the way.
Exactly. So that was quite interesting. So I don't know if anything's going to come out of that, but, you know, what the fuck. And then last but not least, the what the fuck moment doesn't go to this gentleman personally, but it goes to the situation he was caught in. Jeremy Lin can't seem to get no love anywhere. So apparently Jeremy Lin went to the Charlotte Hornets arena, I guess, you know, workout or whatever he was about to do, and security wouldn't let him in. And I guess he, you know, told them, you know, I'm trying to convince them, basically, I play for the team. And they like, what team? And he tweeted out the following: went to the Hornets arena for the first time, tried to convince security I'm a player. She said, what team? LOL, hashtag everywhere I go, hashtag literally. I'm like, that sucks, man. Like, really?
Yeah, you ain't no ball player.
God damn. That is such disrespect, man. But, I mean, you would think people would kind of know who he is with the Linsanity that happened in New York and all that stuff. But, I mean, when you really do... I know, but when you really do look at his picture, he does kind of just look like your average Asian guy.
He's not tall. And
he's not, I mean, he's 6'3". Yeah, he's not 6'10", 6'9". I mean, he's 100-something pounds. He's not a huge dude. So, you know, that sucks for him. But, you know, led to a funny moment. And, you know, appreciate the man for having the class to just laugh it off. And just, you know, it is what it is. He's probably used to it by now.
Yeah.
But, you know, what the fuck to that security guard? Like, damn, you don't know people who play for your own team? That's a damn
that's
shame.
Hilarious. Somebody in the staff. Like, y'all ain't sending out pictures. Because, like, oh, what you trying to say? Just some random black dude can come in there? 6'8", dressed up and send out.
I play for the team. Oh, okay, you good.
that's
great.
But yeah, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman.
And Osley.
Yeah. Sports Happy Hour. This is being all brought to you by the Black Is Network. Tony Romo just scored Jason Witten.
Shit.
Down 6 points.
Shit.
Here we go.
Son of a bitch.
I still got time.
No.
Dude, you can find the show at www.blackisonline.com. You can also download and listen to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud. Subscribe to make sure you keep up with everything that's coming out from Black Is besides Buzz Lemon Sports Happy Hour, The Break. Let us know how you think. Leave us some feedback on iTunes and Stitcher. The 5-star reviews do help out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know what you think of the show overall. If you want to get at us and talk some sports with us, all that fun stuff, you can reach us via Twitter at Brothers Layman. You can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can leave a message on our hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank all of y'all who've been tuning into the show, shooting us some feedback, hitting us up on Twitter, all that good stuff. We love it. We appreciate it, all that good stuff. Please continue to send us feedback and emails and all that good stuff. We do appreciate it and love reading it on the show. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for just taking the time out of your day to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. Hope you guys enjoy the show. For the long-time listeners, I know y'all loving Isley right now. Hope y'all thank you all for kicking it with us and hanging out with us from the very beginning, from number one. Appreciate all that. You know, and if you didn't join us from Jump Street, if you jumped us, you know, caught us in the middle caught us in the past few. Check out some of the past few episodes. See what we was talking about. Mm. See if you agree with some of our topics and what we bout up in here in the happy hour.
Just appreciate y'all giving us a chance.
Absolutely. If you love the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see what we got today. You know what? In the spirit of the NFL, go ahead and tell your Patriots, tell your Packers, tell your Chiefs, tell your Jets, Bills, Dolphins, tell your Panthers, tell your Rams, tell your Cardinals, tell your Chargers, tell your Titans, tell your Bengals, tell your Broncos. And it shall be rain to be seen about your Eagles, Falcons, Vikings, and 49ers. If you want to know what the running theme is, all those teams won today. Enjoy your day, folks. Help you won in fantasy football land, because I sure did. Holla at your boy. Love y'all to death. Enjoy all the mother shows out there. Check out the Hoopla show with us on it with Spirit. Storm couldn't be there, but shout out to Storm anyway. Just, hey, if you love sports, tune in to us. Holla!
There you go. Take it easy, y'all.
Peace.
I woke up in another place, looking out, wiping the sweat off my face. All around they said, "Mike, come this way." Slow it down, I'm still trying to figure this thing. Like, calm down, and take transition with that sound. All I heard was piano keys hitting and drums pound. They said, "Listen, it'll give visions, it'll show you the depths and the road to the riches." Word. This is that next evolution. This is how I show me things like I'm back from the future, like I'm back from the dead, and back to the life, like I'm back to the stars that done gave us light, like I'm back to doing wrongs, cause there ain't no right. In them hot ass days, in them cold ass nights, feeling hard, wet rain, and seeing smoke in sight. It's the fire that burns that can make us fight. Oh no.
Have you stuck in the fetal position for 15 minutes? Thought it wasn't nothing, so you hit it until it kicked in. That's when the room started to spin. Let the mind exit the body and drift. Physical shells only trap you in, box you in. Nothing but a bunch of body parts and bones wrapped in skin. I'm freak falling to another dimension of space and time. Like being blind and giving 20/20 vision, sweat dripping. I must be tripping. I try to awake, but no escape. Threw a stone in a lake and it kept skipping. Had a couple brushes with death, but kept living on. It's like a mountain that I'm sitting on. Straight off the walls that the hieroglyphics was written on. Stars and planets, arts and science, mathematics, live mechanics, while the earth spin on the axis.
We rolling, they plotting, we smoking, they watching. Eyes open, look what you started. Minds open, look what you started.